by the causeless, inconceivable mercy of our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we are together blessed with this very auspicious fortune of sitting together here in the courtyard of Sri Sri Radha Damodar Temple. Yesterday, we were at the Terakadamba in Nandagaon, and we discussed how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon seeing the humility, the dedication, and the pure love of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatana Goswami, he gave them his complete heartfelt mercy. At Prayag, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami at Dasaswamedha Ghat for 10 days. And empowered him to understand with complete realization the innermost content of his heart, the heart of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had all the senior Vaishnavas give their heartfelt blessings to Sri Rupa Goswami after they rejoiced upon hearing his beautiful compositions. And then he was sent here to Vrindavan to excavate the holy places of pilgrimage, to construct temples and install deities, to extract the essence of all knowledge from all Vedas, the pure, unalloyed love of the residents of Vrindavan for Sri Sri Radha Damodar, and write books with the complete science of pure devotional science, and to live by their example according to the highest principles of renunciation and Vaishnav etiquette. This is where Sri Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir was, here in the Seva Kunj region of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Rupa Goswami, in his pure love, would be chanting the holy names here and writing literatures which was meant for the purpose of guiding all generations to come in the world in the science of bhakti. Sri Jiva Goswami, nephew of Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, came to Vrindavan at early age with the blessings of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Here, he approached Sanatana Goswami for initiation, but Sanatana Goswami, out of his humility, instructed him to take initiation from Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami had Jiva Goswami perform very menial services. He would go out and collect palm leaves and prepare them into the type of writing material for Rupa Goswami to write his literatures. He would clean his vessels for him massage his feet, massage his legs, clean for him. Although Sri Jiva Goswami had already established himself as the greatest scholar of Varanasi, here in Vrindavan, he accepted humble, simple, menial service for his Guru Maharaj. This is following in the footsteps. Sri Rupa Goswami himself, when he met Lord Chaitanya and Ram Kali, with straw between his teeth, he declared himself to be the most unqualified, most sinful, begging for mercy. So in the lives of the Goswamis, we find the most super excellent, unparalleled demonstration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Trinarapi sunichena taror ibasi hishnana amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. To be humble like blade of grass in the street, tolerant like tree, eager to offer all respects to others and expect none for oneself. In this way, the Goswamis were constantly chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare.
Sri Rupa Goswami lovingly initiated Sri Jiva Goswami into our Vaishnava line. Not only that, but he, out of affection, personally carved the deity of Sri Radha Damodar and gave it as a gift of love to Sri Jiva Goswami. Radha Damodar became the life and soul of Jiva Goswami. In Sri Bhakti Ratnakara, it describes how sometimes Jiva Goswami would hear Radha Damodar playing his flute, and he would come to the altar of the Lord, and Sri Damodar, smiling upon him, would begin to dance and perform divine lila right before his eyes. When Sri Rupa Goswami departed from this mortal world, it was a crushing blow to all Vaishnavas. Sri Jiva Goswami personally arranged with his own hands to put Sri Rupa Goswami in this samadhi that we are sitting at today. It is best if you do not lean your backs on Sri Rupa Goswami's samadhi out of respect, because we should understand in the Samadhi Mandir, Sri Rupa Goswami is everlastingly giving his personal association to those who come and offer sincere prayers. Jiva Goswami was unanimously accepted as the leader of the Vaishnavas. And it was here, at Sri Radha Damodar Temple, that he would perform his bhajan. Actually, all the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they would all come here together. This was their meeting place, because their leader, Sri Rupa Goswami, was living here. They would have kirtan together here. They would honor the Lord's prasad here. They would have harikatha here. They would discuss their plans and their ideas for promoting Krishna consciousness through writing literatures in this place. Our beloved Guru Maharaj declared that Radha Damodar Temple is the center of the universe.
Most important place.
Because it was from here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and message was being prepared for the whole world to understand and to follow. Jiva Goswami taught many students here. Great Vaishnavas from all around were sending their students for Jiva Goswami to teach. From Orissa, Hridaya Chaitanya sent Duki Krishnadas, who became Shamananda Goswami. Lokanath Goswami sent his one and only disciple, Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami sent his most munificent disciple, Srila Srinivas Acharya. They all performed their bhajan and study the holy scriptures deeply here at Radha Damodar under Sri Jiva Goswami. Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami were two very, very, very dear friends who came to Vrindavan to live amongst the six Goswamis. Just behind us is the holy Samadhi Mandir of Bhugarbha Goswami, one of the greatest of the disciples of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, the Srimati Radharani in Mahaprabhu's Leela. From that time, Jiva Goswami, he actually systematically presented Sri Rupa Sanatana's teachings in over 100,000 Sanskrit verses, headed by the Sandarbhas. And he built a library. The first Gaudiya Vaishnava library was right here at Radha Damodar Temple, where he had all Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, all of their books, including his own, to preserve them for all time to come. To have a place where people could come to study and understand the most sublime message of Sri Chaitanya and the highest principles of Radha and Krishna's love in Vrindavan. Our great acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkhishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they will come here to worship Sri Sri Radha Damodar and worship the samadhis of Rupa Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, and behind us are also the Samadhi Mandirs of Sri Jiva Goswami and Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Pushpa Samadhi is also in the courtyard of Sri Radha Damodar Temple. In the mid-1950s, our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, on the order of his spiritual master, came to Vrindavan. He lived at Bamsi Gopal Temple for some time. But Krishna, Sri Radharani, Sri Krishna, fulfilled a deep dream in his heart to live in this most holy of holy places, Sri Sri Radha Damodar Temple, to prepare for his mission of disseminating the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. In In this very humble and simple courtyard, we see these two windows. Behind those windows was Prabhupada's kitchen. And across a small little courtyard is Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, where he resided for about 6 years. Every morning coming for the Mangal Arati of Sri Radha Damodar. For those 6 years, every day Srila Prabhupada would personally come out and circumambulate the samadhi of Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. He would lay himself prostrate, rise, and with folded hands pray for the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami and his own beloved Guru Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The place where the Goswami's literatures were most prolifically composed, Srila Prabhupada accepted that place to compose Srimad Bhagavatam, translations and purports in the English language. When he was living in Vrindavan, materially, he had practically nothing. He had no wealth. He renounced everything of the world to come here. In 1959, he accepted sannyas. So simple. He would chant the holy names, study the teachings of the previous acharyas, and he would write books. How he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Here at Radha Damodar, he was alone. No one to assist him. He had to write. He had an old typewriter. Not one of these nice electrical types. One of those kinds you had to push real hard to make the letter imprint the page. Old typewriter and by handwriting. He would write, he would personally edit, he would have to personally carry by train to Delhi. He had no money. He had to practically beg for loan for them to give him paper to print on. And he had to distribute. He did that for Back to Godhead for many years. He was the only writer, the only proofreader, the only editor, the only publisher, the only distributor. After he completed Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto in 3 volumes, Sri Rupa Goswami inspired him. Now is the time to fulfill Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy that his name would be chanted throughout the world. We see what a peaceful place this is. And you can imagine what it was like in 1965. Vrindavan was much more of a forest at that time. Hardly any commercialism. Even when I was here in 1971. Very, very simple. Now it has become much, much more congested, at least from the perception of the material senses. This place, the most congenial place to practice Krishna consciousness in the universal creation. And for someone like Srila Prabhupada who had divine vision, the intimacy, the ecstasy of being in Vrindavan. We read in the poetry of Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati how he's just begging and praying that he never ever leaves Vrindavan. Praising Vrindavan. If you just be here, if you just stay here, please never let me leave Vrindavan. Raghunath Das Goswami said the idle gossip of the Brijabasis is more pleasing to his heart than the highest of the Vedic hymns. Srila Prabhupada, so happy. He called Vrindavan his home. And Sri Radha Damodar, these two rooms, is truly his home. But he left. Why? At the age of 70? Why? Because it was his Guru Maharaj's order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his name to be chanted throughout the world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, teach the message of Lord Chaitanya in the English language throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada did not leave Vrindavan. His heart was Vrindavan. He traveled around the world 12 times. To share the unlimited mercy of Vrindavan with anyone and everyone who would simply be receptive to his mercy. Srila Prabhupada came back, I believe in about 67 or 68, because he had heart attacks and appeared he was not going to survive. However, he told the devotees he had already established a few temples and had several disciples. He told them the best place for me to try to recover my health is Vrindavan. Now I can see some of you are very sick and you're thinking, when I get back to Bombay I will recover my health. But this was Prabhupada's home. This was where he was most comfortable. This is where he was in the presence of Sri Radha and Krishna, Sri Rupa and Sanatana, Jiva Goswami. So he came. And he gave sannyas, first sannyas initiation to a disciple, Kirtanananda Swami Maharaj, here at Radha Damodar Temple. And his health, to some extent, became strong. As soon as it became just strong enough, again he was traveling around the world, preaching the glories of the Holy Name. In Prabhupada's prayer on Jaladutta, he writes that he has no qualifications, but he has one thing. He has faith in the order of his spiritual master, and he has complete faith in the power of the holy names of Radha and Krishna. That faith was his unlimited strength. That faith in the power and the mercy of the holy name is what transformed so many hundreds and thousands of people throughout the world's hearts. In 1971, Srila Prabhupada again came back to Vrindavan with about 30 or 40 disciples. by the mercy of the Lord, I happened to be here at that time. And Srila Prabhupada took the devotees to various places of Vrindavan, where he was especially most pleased to bring us to Sri Radha Damodar Temple, where together we worship Sri Rupa Goswami in his presence. And he showed us these rooms. In fact, he instructed his disciples that these rooms are his home eternally. Eternally in the sense that he always lives here. Eternally his home is Goloka. But in this world, his presence is always here. This is his home. And that these rooms should be preserved for all generations to come. Thus, even to this day, sincere followers of Srila Prabhupada come here to Sri Radha Damodar Temple. And when we see these two little simple rooms, it brings the greatest gratitude and love to our hearts. We bow down and worship him there. In 1972, Srila Prabhupada invited disciples from all over the world to come to Vrindavan in the month of Kartik, where he would personally give classes on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectar of devotion, in the courtyard of Sri Radha Damodar Temple. Exactly where we are sitting today, for a month Srila Prabhupada was giving lectures in nectar of devotion. Can you imagine the joy of his heart? He was living here alone with nothing. He was on the Jaladuta, having heart attacks and seasickness, not knowing where he was going or anyone there, because his guru wanted him to do it. And here he was sitting, speaking from the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami in the English language from devotees from all over the world. From Africa, from America, from various countries of Europe, Australia, India. Such a success. How much Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, must have smiled upon him. To the followers of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, this is all of our home forever at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. At this time, we would like to invite one of the senior most disciples of Srila Prabhupada to speak. She came to the movement in 1967 and helped open the second temple of ISKCON in San Francisco. Then she helped to establish the first temple in London. And Prabhupada called her to help him establish temples in India. He had nothing, no temples in India. When these few disciples came along with him to establish his mission in India. Malati Devi was Prabhupada's personal cook. She did so much preaching for him. On his order, she would purchase deities and send them to various temples in the world. She had the first child in the history of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada personally named and embraced that little baby. So we have a very historical person with us today. Let us welcome Malati Devi Mataji. Now, we just got this note. As per the temple Goswamis, ladies cannot sit on chair in front of samadhi. So, we will remove all this and we'll make a nice seat for Malati Devi in honor of their rules here. And everybody please kindly listen very attentively as she speaks about her realizations of Srila Prabhupada.